We're Alive is brought to you by
The Walking Dead is returning to AMC. Welcome back the dead with us at the first ever online zombie film festival. A weekend of undiscovered undead treasures all leading up to the thrilling third season. Don't miss heart-stopping short films, movies with a bite, and surprise guests. Access is free, but due to bandwidth restrictions, spots are limited. So reserve yours at welcomebackthedead.com. That's welcomebackthedead.com. Go now.
We're Alive, a story of survival. Chapter 33, Red Winter. Part 3 of 3.
It took about 11 days for the next flight to arrive at the airfield out in Irwin. That gave us enough time to get our special package on board. Carl smuggled number 2 into the same body crate as Captain Long sometime before pre-flight, and then escorted it all the way from Boulder to here. Puck waited at the landing site so both he and Carl could escort it to Weed Medical. Riley was already there, in full medical scrubs. Where are they? We need to hurry this up. The memorial starts soon. What?
I'm still pissed you didn't tell me about anyone going to L.A. You know I would have gone.
Well, I couldn't tell anyone, you know that. Tanya didn't even know, and she's the one who sorts through all the reports. Kimmett wanted it kept a secret. Look, there's no way he would have let you go anyway, with you and your anger meds still. And I would have told you if they found anyone there, even if they said not to.
You just pick the rules you want to follow.
Well, if you don't like what we're doing here, then why are you helping?
I just want you to include me more. I never know what's going on with you.
That's what I have to do, Riley. I'm not trying to distance you, but my job involves a lot of things I can't include you in on.
But you're including me now, and not involving the people you work with? You can't keep secrets from everybody.
This is more important than that.
I can't do much if you don't tell me things. But Kimmett, you can get into a lot of trouble. Is it worth the risk to you?
Yes.
Then that's why I'm here. For you and Tanya. And for me too, I guess. I want to see this thing.
Yeah, no kidding. Finally. And thank you.
You're welcome.
Huh? What's she doing here?
Just slide the crate this way. We don't have much time.
Well, do all of us really need to go, or can I stay here and can I help with this?
Well, the three of us need to be at the memorial. Kimmett's gonna notice if we're not there.
Yeah, well, maybe you two, but he won't miss me.
Yeah, me either.
No, you're going. But Carl, yeah. Yeah, sure, you can stay and help Tanya.
Okay, yeah, I'll man the front desk. That'll give Riley, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that'll give her a chance to get the thing into the operating room.
I'm just glad I could help for once.
Tanya's gonna need you in there, too.
You sure it's a good idea to let Bubble Lady out? I mean, this is bad enough.
A foot or a mile, we still cross the line. It'll be safer having her examine this in the OR and not in her room.
Why do we even have to go to this stupid memorial? Just because she's brass, she gets more attention.
Well, there's nothing we can do about that now.
The guys we lost in Newberry didn't get this sort of treatment.
Yeah, well, that's kind of hard to do when they couldn't find most of them.
Oh, they're on ice?
Been dead for like a week and a half. They got Captain Long embalmed, I think, and we kept the other one cold to try and preserve the body. It was hard enough to hide it, though.
Which is which?
The lighter bag's the captain's. But I really need to get to the front desk. Riley, just head straight down this hall to the OR.
I know. Tanya's already waiting in there.
Hold up. This one's going with us, right? You want to double check? Hate to get it wrong. Besides, I want to see.
Do you have any idea how bad it's gonna smell?
Yeah, later. They can deal with that inside.
But what happens if we mix them up?
Bad things. That's definitely not light enough to be the captain. But just in case.
Oh, God.
Yep, that's not Captain Long. Get it on the gurney. Three!
Wow! It's heavy! This is a girl?
All right, I'm going.
Yeah, we're heading out too. Riley, you can handle this?
You can count on me.
Don't fuck up.
Don't look at me. Go, go.
What? Hey!
Sir, wait.
What the hell are you doing? Stop! Hey! Stop now!
Sir, aren't you...
What are you doing?
She was just,
I'm just supposed to clean her up before the service.
Your what?
Aren't I? That's what I was told to do.
Yeah, isn't that part of it?
It's a closed casket. Just get her body there. Where's Major Lester?
Not working today, sir.
She may already be there. Private Walther, get her to the memorial.
It's Thomas, sir. Private Thomas.
I don't care. Just do it.
It's on my name tape.
That doesn't matter.
Phew. You had me worried there. I was about to go down the hall and find you. Would have run right into him.
That would be very bad if you did. I'm sure he remembers you.
Help me get the body on the table.
All right, so how do we...
Just roll it on there. Doesn't matter.
I need to get back to the front desk in case anyone else comes in.
Fine, fine. Okay, you ready?
I don't know.
Put your mask on.
Okay. You have no idea. Doesn't help. Even with the mask.
Not too bad, considering how long it's been. Well, they preserved it well. Oh, wow.
You're enjoying this?
I get out of my cage and get a chance to look at her? You have no idea. I never thought I'd be able to examine a whole one here, and this... Oh, this is something special. Start the camera, would you? I need to keep record. Okay. December 16th, 1400. Female brought in. Tattered shorts, gray long-sleeve shirt. Multiple gunshot wounds. First subject I've been able to analyze intact.
Oh, you've looked at others?
Just pieces, or what Michael was able to smuggle in. And even that took some convincing.
Did you find anything? Yet again, no one told me.
I think you're the only one who does know about it. And no, nothing conclusive so far from the other samples. The bones were a bit discolored and harder than normal, but that's about it.
Hey, does it bother you he didn't mention anything before about that team going to L.A.?
A little. But I also understand how he works. He does what he has to do. We have to trust him. Incredible.
You... You're sure it's dead?
No pulse. It's not getting back up.
Does that matter?
Blood, air, food, sleep. It still needs all the things we do. Body stops, so does it. We just have to shoot it enough times. This thing may be different than the others, but the same rules apply.
All right. What should I do?
Just point the camera. Follow where I go. Tall girl. About 6 feet tall. Stretch marks all along the skin, the arms, legs, and side. Skin is without pigment. Not sure if that's normal or just because it's been dead for a while. However, it is well preserved. Hard-toned muscular system. Very few body hairs. But her head has longer matted brown strands about 6 inches in length. Eyes. Hemorrhage in the left, the right fine, both light brown and normal. Not like the other biters we've seen up close. Black number two on its left forearm. And it's been tattooed in, poorly. Some spots aren't filled in. It still looks somewhat fresh. But hard to say how old. Moving down to the hands. The fingernails extend out about half inch thick in some spots. Abnormal growth of keratin. And looks like they were sharpened recently.
Wait, what?
You see something?
No, well, I don't know.
Scrapes and cuts along the side of the nail. Could be a sign she was chewing them. Whoa, not with those teeth. She's got about 1, 2, 3, 8 left in front and a few that are growing in. Hand me those pliers. Oh, that was easy. No deep root structure. We may need to check x-rays to see if there could be serial tooth replacement. Okay, but for now I gotta keep going. That covers the exterior. Let's see what's inside.
Oh, great.
It's not gonna be that bad.
Oh, you've done this sort of thing before?
On animals, but it's all the same, just smaller, not as thick skin. Okay, Flat chest, possibly underdeveloped or small due to pectoral muscles. Hard to tell the sexual maturity or age. 1, 2, 3, 6 entry wounds. No exits. I'll just start at one of those. There we go. Oh, very tight developed muscle system. Normal fat stores. The interior.
I don't know if I can. Okay.
Just focus on the camera screen. Think of it like you're watching TV, okay? I need this documented. You've seen worse. The pile of bodies you were in.
What? My eyes were closed for that.
Oh, I'm afraid of going too deep. Too big of a mess and we'll have contagions all over the place. Yeah. Oh, at first glance, things look as they should. Everything's in the right spot. Several ribs have been cracked from the gunshot wounds and severe internal bleeding in the abdomen.
Okay.
Focus on the screen.
I'll get through this.
Found something. There's a bullet still lodged in the sternum. Hand me that water there, would you? The bones appear to have a much darker shade of yellow than my previous sample. The bones are harder as well. There's some more internal bleeding behind the rib cage, but I don't think I'll be able to break past that. I might be able to get a better view if I remove some of the lower organs. All right, this might take a while. Abnormalities of the heart. It's definitely enlarged, but maybe by 30%? And there's not supposed to be this many arteries. Huh. Aside from having thick membranes, the rest of the organs appear to be, well, normal compared to this.
Is that it?
I think I have what I need.
So I'm done?
Sure.
I need a drink.
Oh, I'd like to spend more time, but I have a feeling we may be running behind. And this got a little messy. Oh, boy, this is not what I wanted to do.
Is it safe?
Yeah, but stay over there. Put a mask on.
The service is over?
Yeah, so we need to hurry.
If you want to hurry, then you clean.
I should get back to HQ soon. I don't have much time.
Puck's working the desk. You need a hand in here?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he'll help.
Yeah, grab this stuff. I'm putting everything back in the body bag. I still want to get some x-rays, though. I already have more than enough samples.
Oh. Did you need to go so deep?
That's what I said.
I kept finding more things, so yes.
Like what?
Nothing good. These things are nasty, strong, and durable. It's like what was bad about the normal biters gets worse with these. I hate to see one alive.
Yeah, I did. It wasn't fun.
Well, any clue as to what makes them that way? What causes it to be different?
I have no idea why it's like this. But how? I got some pieces, and I barely scratched the surface. Its muscular and cardio system is unprecedented. The bone... Oh, my sternal saw barely made a scratch. The skin is so resilient, I think that alone stopped a few bullets.
Yeah, it did. We unloaded on her too, and only got a few in. Took several point-blank shots to break through the skin of the others.
What? There were more with numbers? You never
said... No, the people this one attacked, the other soldiers... They were turning and started to have the same skin thing. Didn't you read my report?
No, not yet. I was dealing with getting this thing here. But you didn't mention how the others were affected.
Yes, I did, Sergeant, on the phone. Right after I told you the black number thing, and in my report, you didn't read.
Hey, now!
No, you didn't. I was right there. I would have...
Hey! Now, when it attacked the others, did it take on any of these traits?
Besides the skin? Yeah, the color of the thing. And that was within minutes of them changing.
Minutes?
But that's dead. It won't be able to get anyone else, right?
Well, this one maybe. But what about the others?
There's more of these things?
Liz's tape mentioned something about another one in L.A. with a black number. But this is the first we've seen.
They came from back home?
This is only the second sighting. We don't know exactly where they may have come from.
Oh, yes we do. The nails and the number. The hospital. Kelleny and I, we saw the pen needle thing and the pieces of fingernail.
They look like this?
Yes, the same color and all. And that pen thing that could do the number, right?
Oh, so somebody did this to her?
I don't know, but it's something. They all could have come from there.
Sergeant, you did warn us that something might catch a ride. I didn't think anything could hang on for 1,000 miles.
If there are more of these numbered ones in L.A., at least that's far from here. Any trips back there, we'll just have to be extra careful.
How far was this crash site from Boulder?
About 30 miles from the edge of the city.
Whew, could you imagine if it got there?
And your report says there's one person missing?
Yeah, Private Griggs. They sent out a search party, but they didn't find anything. They figured he was dead.
What if this got him?
If it's an infection chain, he becomes like that. And he makes it to Boulder.
We need to get to headquarters. Tanya, get this cleaned up and go back to your room.
What happened? Can I check the thing out?
We need to get to Kimmett, now! Where's the colonel?
There. Sir, Sir!
Unless someone else died, I'd like to be alone.
A hell of a lot of people about to.
Sir, that attack outside Boulder, that wasn't from an ordinary biter.
We think it hitched a ride from the mission site.
Yeah, more of your L.A. stories, huh?
No, you know it's not a story. You read the report.
I did, and I fail to see how this is any different.
One of these things took out most of our rescue crew.
It is different, sir. Some new kind we've never encountered. Incredibly strong and dangerous. Whatever it is, whoever it attacks ends up the same. And there's still one soldier unaccounted for at the crash site, 30 miles outside Boulder.
It's been 2 weeks since...
That doesn't matter. Not if they can withstand the cold. Put the city on alert. They've gone lax since the cold slowed down the others. The soldiers need to know something else could be out there.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
If you need some extra enforcers up there, just say something.
They're not picking up. Let me try the mayor's direct line.
Sir?
Hold on. Somebody get a hold of Boulder, any way you can. Try the gateway. The other sat phones aren't going through.
Could be the weather. They said something about a storm earlier.
I'm not getting anything, sir.
When was the last transmission from Boulder?
About 2 hours ago.
No emergency response codes? Nothing?
None.
Keep trying.
Nothing? You serious? Not even a fucking telegraph?
Sir, all IP pings are timing out. No systems online.
Get a task force scrambled. I want to know what's going on there.
We're too late.
Join us again in 2 weeks for the next chapter of We're Alive.
Download the podcast for free on iTunes and Zoom. Keyword, We're Alive. To find out more or purchase the complete first season of We're Alive, go to www.zombiepodcast.com.
Starring Jim Gleason,
Shirley Jordan, Brett Newton, Christian Vieira, Alan Azoulay, Jono Nepper,
Claire Doden, and
Amber Kellogg.
I'm Michael Swan.
Edited by Robert Bradley and Casey Wayland.
Written and directed by Casey Wayland.
Zombie intern Eric Wargo. Line producer Simone Nepper. Produced by Casey Wayland and Grayson Stone. We're Alive. The serial audio drama was created by Shane Salk and Casey Wayland. For a complete list of crew, please visit www.zombiepodcast.com.
This has been a Wayland production.